Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee.
This devotional was written by Jim Stovall and read by Sage Jonas. A surprise gift. Luke chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. And Joseph also went from Galilee unto the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Have you ever received a gift that was a complete surprise? Maybe something you had hoped for, but never expected to receive. Maybe it was something you were expecting, but it came from a different person in an unexpected way. Or perhaps it was something you never knew about until it arrived, but it turned out to be wonderful. More than 2,000 years ago, the world receives a gift that many did not expect and that countless others missed completely. A baby was born in an obscure village, in a place unknown to most of the world. Not in a palace, not with royal fanfare, but in a humble manger, the creator of the universe chose to enter his creation through the back door of history. I sometimes wonder about the choir of angels that sang to the shepherds on that hillside on the night of Christ's birth. Were the shepherds truly the only ones who heard and responded to that glorious chorus? The others in and around Bethlehem hear the noise and simply turn over and go back to sleep? Were there people who should have known but simply missed it because they weren't paying attention? The birth of Jesus is no longer a surprise to us today, yet it remains the perfect symbol of how God often deals with his people. Through the scriptures, we find again and again that God's gifts come as surprises. They're not what we expect. They do not arrive in the way we anticipated. They are often even things we have thought to ask for. Like the manger bed of Jesus, God's greatest gifts often come wrapped in the most humble packaging. Let us pray. Our Father, as we celebrate this Christmas, help us remain open to the surprise gifts you have in store for each of us. Let us remember that the greatest gift of all, the birth of Jesus Christ, came as a surprise to the world. Help us not miss that gift or the many other gifts you give to us. Keep our hearts alert and our spirits sensitive to your presence, even in unexpected places. Amen.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.